This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI. The Hillsboro Library is on the move from the legendary Carnegie Building to a new downtown location. We're talking with Library Director Shelley Kolb today.
Shelley, just tell us about your time here at the library, when you came on, and just what an experience it has been for you here.
So I came on as the director, taking over after Cheryl Sale, who was here previously. I came on in August 2017. I am a graduate of Hillsboro High School, so I am a native of the area. I really wanted to come back to this area for a couple of different reasons. Besides this being an area that I actually studied in, I went to the University of Illinois Library and Information Sciences School. So besides this being my area, I also had a lot of big city ideas that I wanted to bring to a small town library. And I have already been doing some of those things, and we'll be able to do more when we get into our new building, which is probably a good segue for our next topic.
So what is the progress report? I know there was a lot of excitement when it was announced the state money was coming through. It was almost like Andy Menard's send-off as he left the legislature. How much progress has been made? I know you've got the contractor in place, what have you.
Yes, yeah. So there were some obstacles in the way to get where we are now, and there's still a lot of work to be done. And you did mention Andy Menard, so I will have to throw a bone to him out here. Andy Menard actually was kind of one of the ones who originally told us that funding was coming through the state and to the state library for this major grant that we received, which is helping with this project. So the library received the state grant called the Public Library Construction Grant for approximately $643,000. And then we finally were able to choose our contractor, which I spoke last, was Hunter Construction. They've really been doing a lot of work lately, and they're working fast. So we're pretty impressed. The board and I and others are pretty impressed with their progress so far. So a lot of what they have done so far has been demolition. So they've taken out the flooring. There was light fixtures still hanging after the abatement that we had. A good chunk of the drop ceilings were gone, but there was still quite a few pieces of the drop ceiling left. So they've done that. There was also, if you've driven by the back of that building, you may have seen all of the ducts sitting out there. They removed quite a few of the ducts for the HVAC heating and cooling systems, and they are replacing a good chunk of those. So again, a lot of it was demolition lately. Recently, last week, they were blowing in insulation in the building. And again, I'm pretty sure I saw some shiny new ducts sitting out that I think they're going to put back in. So they've been working on that as well. And I'm sure there will be much more progress to come. If anyone's interested in progress and physical images of the building, our board president, Barb Mulch, has been helping with putting up photos of their progress every Friday on the library's Facebook page, which is called Hillsboro Area Public Library District. So every Friday, you should be able to see pictures, unless the board's not able to get in there because maybe there's safety reasons why they can't come in. And like I mentioned earlier, this construction group really is moving really fast. They actually are predicting to possibly be done by September, which is coming up sooner than we know it. So we've been doing a lot of preparation behind the scenes to, you know, have more programs and other services. We're hoping to extend hours in the future. But even if, you know, they finish by September, you still have to take into account that it's going to take about a month or so just for the library to pack everything up, box it all up, move out and move in and get adjusted, you know, put books on the shelves. So all those things take time. So that's why I continually talk about how there's a lot behind the scenes.
A good time to move too, over the summer as opposed to December.
Yes. Yeah. My hope is we can be in there, you know, maybe late September, October. I'm really hoping we don't have to move in the winter, but if, you know, if we have to, we'll do it. So, and we are going to have help moving because it will take a village to move a library.
It really is. It's, I mean, it can almost be like, you know, you guess how many gumballs are in the jar for prizes or whatever. I guess if you had to guess how many books and periodicals are in here, the number would astound anybody.
Right. We have approximately 20,000 books. We may have more than that, but that's kind of my estimate from the system and previous estimates I've had. And that was somewhat comparable to Litchfield whenever I think they moved out of their Carnegie building. I think Litchfield had about, I think it was about 30, and now I think they have about 40. So Sarah from Litchfield can correct me if I'm wrong. but yeah, there's, and let me tell you, I've moved a lot of books since I've been here, and those boxes are heavy.
Well, and you, when you dig into a place, you discover, I imagine, needs as you move along, and you find out what you need when you really get down to getting down to work on a new building like that. And I guess you run into some, I mean, it may sound like, hey, we got the state money, victory, plant the flag, but there are some other battles to be fought yet.
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, a lot of work behind the scenes. So that might include, you know, again, getting more programs. Eventually we want to increase our hours. So, you know, we might have to possibly look into hiring somebody else. The board is working on furniture right now, picking furniture for the building. That includes new shelving for the adult area. We're going to try and use a lot of the shelves we have now. They're from made by Graham Correctional Center. We did find out recently they have since stopped that program, so we do have to get new shelving. Like I said, everything from furniture to flooring, finishes, you know, what color do you want to paint the wall? So there's just so much that happens. And we have to do grant reports too to, you know, appease our state benefactors, I guess. So, right, there's so much going on. And we still have a lot of needs too. Especially right now, one of the big needs is the elevator. So I'm partly not only speaking on behalf of the board, but I'm also speaking on behalf of the fundraising committee, just because they are helping the library raise money for an elevator, which we would love to have, because once we have that elevator in, we could eventually open up the basement sooner than later to the public for, you know, programs, maybe for a book sale someday down there. And a lot of libraries have big meeting spaces where they can do huge summer reading programs or, you know, book sales. So we really want to focus on getting that elevator in there just for the future even. The elevator is going to cost approximately $86,000, and that's not including the shaft or some of that other elevator equipment. With everything together, it's going to be about $120,000. But even if we could get somewhat close to 80 to 86,000, even that would be fantastic. Anyone who would like to donate towards our elevator can contact or send a letter to the Friends of the Library. I believe their P.O. Box is 51 at the post office. Bob Mulch, Earl Meyer, Greg Springer, and I want to give out a shout out to Alan Hopper. All those guys are really helping us with the fundraising committee, and that's not even naming them all. So they're really helping us raise funds for the elevator. And once those funds are raised, then they may want to focus on updating computers or getting technology for study rooms or even getting specific items for the building that we might find needs for later once we're in there. So again, it takes a village to move a library.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, I don't think I can say that enough. So it really takes a team. Everybody's been working together very well. We're so happy to have the support, but we still do need some of the financial support.
Thanks for joining us for Forum. We'll see you again next weekend. I'll be with you on Around Montgomery County on WSMI.